What's that? You're coming in here. You got a two. I can't let you do that to me. No.
Inside a small but elegant dining room, Bob Wallace leans over a table covered with dominoes. His eyes wander back and forth as he ponders his move. His opponent, Carol Walker, chides him on.
Come on.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Come on. Come on.
Oh, I'm stuck now, Bob.
Dun, da, dun, dun, da, dun. Dominoes.
It's not all dominoes. Sometimes Bob likes to tell stories about being with an all-black tank battalion during World War II. Today he talks to Carol about an Italian family he stayed with during the war.
And this lady would get up early in the morning, and every morning she'd have me cold milk. I don't see no cow. So one morning she said, "You hear me milking the cow?" I ain't seen the cow. The cow was four-story down. German would take out cow.
Carol smiles and sets up for the next domino match. As a voluntary caregiver partner, her visits let Bob enjoy games and share a few yarns, while at the same time giving Maxine Wallace, Bob's wife of 50 years, some free time. Knowing Bob's in good company lets Maxine do things on her own, cleaning, sewing, whatever she can manage. Today she readies a load of laundry in the basement of their Madison home.
I told my doctor I went to have my knee checked, and I said, when I get up in the morning, I'm walking around like some little old lady. And it dawned on me, I am a little old lady.
Bob and Maxine both enjoy Carol Walker's gift of companionship. Carol's part of the Volunteer Caregiver Partner Program run by the South Madison Coalition of the Elderly. Carol says her motivation comes largely from a philosophy of give and take.
Part of it is because I'm visually impaired. I have a white cane that I use when I'm walking down the street and so forth. So I need help at times, which is terrific. I'm happy to receive that. But it helps keep the give and take in balance if you can give to other people. So I can come here and give to them. And if someone needs to help me with something, then that's fine because I've had a chance to give and I can have a chance to receive.
Walker says she grew up helping run her parents' church camp, and it was expected that she would help with everyday chores or encourage people to join in activities. And while a volunteer helper, Carol sees herself and the Wallaces as equals.
I'm not coming in saying, well, gee, I should help you with this and that. It's just kind of naturally what's helpful to each other.
Oh, I'm going to get you after a while.
No, you're not going to catch me.
Back at the dining room table, Bob and Carol stage a rematch. Maxine says she's always glad to see Carol arrive, and Bob often opens the front door before she can ring the doorbell.
He likes her and enjoys being with her, so that's a big help. Maybe he can start and feel better about the day, and if he beats her, great. When he beats her, that's a good thing.
Oh, oh, oh!
You just want to watch me sweat.
No, don't.
You want to win.
Carol Walker says she feels at home with Bob and Maxine. Without the Wallaces, she says, I wouldn't know what I'd do. Brian Bowl, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Domino.